This is WMUK, Information Inspiration from Western Michigan University. Most of the students at El Sol Elementary in Kalamazoo are learning a second language. That's because the school teaches half of its lessons in English and the other half in Spanish. The goal is for kids to graduate knowing both. It's also to show them that the world is not all English, and it gives those whose native language is Spanish the chance to study it. In the first of a three-part series, WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports on how El Sol came to exist 6 years ago and what it means to the students and parents it serves.
El Sol is a public school in the city of Kalamazoo, but unlike many schools in the district, it buses students in from all over Kalamazoo County. Kindergartners and first graders arrive with every combination of experience in the two languages, from speaking both fluently to knowing only one. Fifth grader Yesenia mostly spoke Spanish when she came to El Sol.
Yeah, and I only spoke a little bit of English.
Were you a kindergartner?
I was a first grader.
A first grader. Okay, so what was it like studying in English?
It was pretty hard, but I got the hang of it.
Cool. And so how is it now?
It's easy to talk English now since I know it.
Fifth grader Oliver spoke only English.
It was kind of hard for me to learn Spanish. Like, on the first day of kindergarten, I had no idea remotely what the teachers were saying.
He says his Spanish skills came slowly.
Through, like, the middle of first grade, I started understanding it really well.
So now you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, it's really been a pleasure going to this school.
The students are taught that on school grounds, Spanish matters as much as English.
Muy buenos días. ¿Tienes chaqueta?
Principal Heather Grisales greets the students as they arrive in the morning.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias,
Eileen. Before El Sol, Kalamazoo Public Schools offered a different dual language program. The Lincoln International Studies School let students opt in or out of a 50-50 Spanish-English immersion program. But when the district considered ending it, families spoke out. Grisales says they felt strongly that their children benefited from learning a second language and from the cultural experience created by a diverse group of students.
And these parents wrote up a proposal and went to the Board of Education, and our superintendent, Dr. Michael Rice, supported it.
The proposal was for a dedicated bilingual school. The building the district assigned them, on Oak and Vine Streets, had once housed an alternative high school.
But it had been closed for 15 years or so. So there was nobody in this building where we are. And it was messy and dirty and dusty and had boxes everywhere.
They got the building cleaned up, and El Sol opened in the fall of 2008. The approach has always been to split the students' time between English and Spanish. But Grisales says that still leaves some questions unanswered, such as how often to switch and which subjects should be taught in each language.
And for the first 2 to 3 years, the model was very different than it is now.
First, the school flipped certain subjects by week. Math, for example, was taught in Spanish for 5 days, then in English. Then for a while, El Sol switched languages daily. Everything from announcements to lessons happened in English one day and in Spanish the next. But Grisales says the staff found that the daily switch confused students.
Dos aquí y dos aquí son
cuatro.
Muy bien, seguimos. Ojos aquí.
Now, El Sol students learn all of their math and science in Spanish. Grisales says there's a reason.
The root of the language is very similar in English and Spanish. So, for example, triangulo and triangle look very similar, and they don't sound similar, but they look very similar on paper. And a science word might be fossil and fossil.
All right, let's take 10 more seconds. 9, 8.
The kids learn social studies in English and also practice English language arts. El Sol calls the program biliterate because the students don't just learn to speak each language, they learn to read and write it. Teacher Danielle Jean-Baptiste says that sometimes a newly arrived kindergartner or first grader does balk at the prospect of learning in a second language.
They never say the reverse about English, but they say, I don't speak Spanish.
So she tells them in Spanish that she's sure they can pick it up.
they say, well, I know, I, and they continue the conversation with me, and they may be responding in English, but they're responding to me unfully understanding what I'm saying and saying, well, I do know, I understand what you're saying right now, but I just don't understand this concept. And so I continue to explain it to them, for example, in math, continue to explain it to them in Spanish, and they say, oh, now I get it.
And eventually, she says, the reluctant students adjust. Most of them start their second language in the early grades, but a few have to jump in later. One is fourth grader Adrian, who moved to the United States from Spain just a few months ago. And you're new here?
Yeah. Soy nuevo aquí y hablo español. Hablo muy poco inglés.
His classmate Andrea translates, but she also helps Adrian to speak in English.
Maybe you could ask, is it difficult for him learning English?
Es difícil para que es, entiendes inglés.
Es un poco difícil.
Okay, ¿lo puedes decir en inglés?
It's a little bit hard.
Okay, but sounds like you're learning.
Yes.
And on his own, Adrian adds,
today is my birthday.
It's your birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, today's his birthday.
The 30th of October.
He didn't tell me he had said something in English.
Marta Molero is Adrian's mom. She speaks English fluently, but has always spoken Spanish with her children.
Certain things need to be said in your own language. It's going to make more sense.
Molero says she worried that the language gap would feel discouraging to her children when they moved to Kalamazoo.
And it wasn't like that. They are fine. I mean, the beginning, especially my daughter, she didn't really want to speak English. And she was like, no, but everybody speaks Spanish. I said, well, yeah, but you're in the U.S., once you leave El Sol, people don't speak Spanish, not everybody.
She's been helping her daughter, who also attends El Sol, with English pronunciation, and it's coming along.
And last night we were reading, and she read two books, little books, of course, very easy, but she read them just like that, ploop, and it was fine. Only a couple of corrections, but for the rest, everything was perfect, so not bad, can't complain.
Molero says she wants her kids to keep their Spanish, but she does wonder if they'll get enough exposure to English at El Sol.
And sometimes I think, well, maybe they should go to an English school, so they will have to struggle with English. But I'm debating that, because maybe it's not going to be such a good idea.
Molero says her kids love El Sol and want to keep going. So she tells them they have to work on their English so they can stay. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.